Greetings, dear listeners, and welcome to this week's episode of Real Skiers with Jackson Hogan, in which I go bottom feeding on the internet, where I found what I believe is the worst, most pointless, craven, amoral amalgamation of twaddle I've ever stumbled upon. In the murky waters of Apple News, I couldn't be sure what online publisher was ultimately responsible for its publication, but whoever it was, they have managed to promulgate the worst advice I've ever read. I call this deep dive into the lagoon of bad advice the bottom of the barrel. While prowling the underbelly of the internet, I've come across all manner of idiotic top 10 gear recommendations, dooming whoever dares believe them to irredeemable misery. Every one of them seems to make its selections by lottery, for they all end up with a mishmash of models with only one thing in common. They can be bought on Amazon. After a few years of scanning this sort of tripe, I thought I'd seen it all. Ha! I didn't count on the ingenuity of Apple News to find someone capable of recommending absolutely the worst boots possible and then labeling them the six best boots of 2023. You simply have to follow this link, which I could read it off to you now, but it's all gobbledygook. The best way for you to find it is to go to the revelation published today of the same title, where you'll find it embedded in the text. So follow the link to fully appreciate the monumental stupidity and unprincipled avidity of whoever is responsible for its content. I'll suppose for the moment that you haven't popped over to the article as yet, so I'll swiftly summarize its contents. The four-sentence prelude takes the time to suggest this utter inanity. Quote, ideally, well, it's already funny. Ideally, buying the same brand and manufacturer, is there some key difference between those two words in this writer's head? I don't know what it is. Buying the same brand and manufacturer that you've rented in the past ensures a great fit. That might be the stupidest sentence I've ever read, supposedly written by a person whom the article identifies as one Rebecca Boniface, which I hope is not her real name. The worst fate I can imagine for the poor rental customer, who invariably will be missized, that is, oversized, is that he or she transition to a retail boot of exactly the same fit and quality as a typical rental boot. The whole point of getting one's own boot is so that it will be better than the buckets of love that adorn the shelves of rental shops. But wait, the advice gets much, much worse. The, quote, writer sagely advises to, quote, know your shoe size, unquote. A fact, in fact, nobody needs to know, as your feet will be sized with a metric measurer that correlates with how all ski boots are sized. Her preparatory remarks conclude with this implausible summation of the methods that led to the discovery of the six best boots of 2023. Quote, to find the right pair, we dug through thousands of reviews for a variety of ski boots available online. Based on our research, these are the best ski boots you can get right now. Close quotes. It's hard to tell from this if the author is a congenital liar, a George Santos-level fabricator, or simply an amoral idiot. There is no way on heaven or earth that anyone dug through thousands of boot reviews. I doubt there are thousands of boot reviews even on the net, certainly not any relevant ones. And in any case, how would that be possible when five of the six best boots selected would never, I repeat, never, ever see the light of day in any credible boot review, much less be crowned as the best in the entire market. The journalist in question then compounds this insult to intelligence with her editor's note, which has been italicized to emphasize its truthiness. The recommendations in this guide are based on our thorough product and market research, a good solid 10 minutes worth by my estimation, by our team of expert product reviewers. What are they expert in exactly? It's certainly not skiing and certainly not ski boots. Can continue the wonderful explanation. The picks are based on examining user reviews, complete bullshit, product specifications, none of which these experts understood, and in some limited cases, our experience with the specific product's name. In other words, you never skied any of these boots, nor did anyone you know. In a mere 11 pedestrian, utterly untrue sentences, this self-described writer managed to misrepresent just about every subject on which she touched. And we haven't even gotten to the boots she selected. 5 of the 6 best boot models of 2023 are entry-level nothing burgers, so soft-flexing most specialty dealers wouldn't carry them, as they are all but useless even to beginners. I shouldn't have to point out the unlikelihood that 5 of the best boots available are bargain basement love buckets that will do more to retard skier development than promote it. Of course, they all felt great on her, quote, expert testers. High-volume boots like these barely touch the foot. By the way, no expert of any kind would ever mistake any of these 5 boots as worthy of mention, much less adulation. But let's complete the picture. Just who are the lucky winners of this clown suit of a review? Just as a tease, I'll let you know that 5 of the 6 have a flex index of 80, that's very soft, ladies and gentlemen, or lower, that's extremely soft, ladies and gentlemen, and are therefore all but unskiable by an adult. How boots that all cost around $300 could outperform every boot that sells for 2 or 3 times as much, which would be nearly all of the other boots on the market, is truly a marvel that the editor should have pondered for, I don't know, 10 seconds? Remember, this is the outfit that claimed to have examined thousands of reviews. Apparently, they understood none of them. A goldfish could have done an equally excellent job. So here they are, the most indifferently selected group of 6 boots ever assembled. The Technica Mach Sport HV80. HV is high volume, huge boot 80 flex. Next boot, Salomon X-Access 70 wide. Another Salomon, the S-Pro HV80IC. The Rossignol Pure Comfort 60. That's very low, ladies and gentlemen, for a flex index. And Rossignol Evo 70. And then completely out of the blue, the Fisher RC4, the Curve GT130 Vacuum Walk. I'll explain my snicker in a moment. The Fisher could not be more out of place in this lineup of ultra-wide bottom feeders. But why it was selected out of the dozens that could have stood in its stead, that I have no idea. By the way, the editor couldn't even copy its name down correctly, perhaps thinking that, quote, Vacuum Walk was a new feature for skiers who take a stroll in outer space between runs. I suppose there's little harm in proposing least common denominator boots to dopes dim enough to buy their boots online, but do we have to claim that they're the best boots you can buy? Aren't there any laws against this sort of misrepresentation by quote-unquote experts? Who at Apple News will answer for this scandalous consumer abuse? This review isn't just a little off. It's a collection of outright lies assembled to dupe the public into buying an expensive piece of footwear that will do them no good and may do them serious harm, since no one who knows what they're doing is likely to intervene in this revolting process. Some of my dear listeners may wonder why I'm squandering my precious time picking on an article that should, by rights, be completely ignored. Because this is our future, where quote-unquote journalism is unblushingly heading. Content that isn't just ill-informed, but maliciously predatory, from brand names that people trust at their peril. This is one of the many reasons I continue to champion the embattled specialty ski shop, where at least there's a decent chance you'll hear the truth and have the opportunity to undo the egregious errors engendered by this sort of garbage. And don't forget, the AI engine that will write tomorrow's boot reviews will be downing this swill by the bucket, unironically absorbing it all as worthy of copying and reissuing. Heavy sigh. I consider myself an eternal optimist, but it's tough to see any light in this darkness. I'm going to close with a few words I received yesterday from Stuart Winchester, the voice of the Storm Skiing Journal and podcast, which I highly recommend, opining on the state of online journalism. And I'm quoting Stuart. "The state of ski media is pathetic. A once proud niche run by professional journalists with ethics and fidelity to the art of language has been displaced by a mob of brain-dead bros who care more about being cool than tending to the masses of skiers who don't spend their days skiing out of helicopters in Alaska. Even worse, the majority of this drivel is pay-to-play branded content disguised as journalism. Say nice things about our skis, kit, mountain, and we'll give you free stuff. It's unreadable, unwatchable, and worst of all, boring. And that's the best of it. Step into the sewer and swim to the bottom, and there you'll find the current bathroom waste that passes as ski gear reviews. Most of it is uninformed and unhelpful at best, deceitful at worst, guiding skiers to skis that in no way match their ability or interests. Reviews that betray the fact that the reviewer likely has never been in the same zip code as said skis. Prompts to order ski boots on Amazon, which may be the single best way to ensure that a skier stays mediocre forever." Close quotes. Well said, Stuart. Glad to have you on the side of the angels. This has been Jackson Hogan, for Real Skiers with Jackson Hogan. Thanks for listening.